Okay, the last thing we may do is just sit around in a circle, and if anyone has any comment or questions, we'll certainly be open to them, and then we'll take off to the barbacoa.
My body's on fire.
Thank all of you for sharing your path, for sharing your light, for showing up, for being here, for your commitment to truth. It's a real privilege to be a part of this group.
Well, we're glad you came, Michael. And Greg, we're glad you dragged along Susan, because I know you had to really pull her. Right?
That's her arm.
Off here too. It's been a while.
Yeah, he had to make a big sacrifice to come here.
What sacrifice?
I want to watch Jenny dance some more.
Yeah, that was great. That was worth the price of admission, right?
Right. Well, yeah. Let's move these microphones.
I think we should all dance that way.
Yeah. Well, I would say the divine feminine dropped in pretty strong. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, talk about the divine feminine. That was probably it.
Mm-hmm. Sophia showed up.
What did you guys used to say to each other? I think before I started coming, when you did look into each other's eyes, what did he have you say? Wasn't it something along the lines?
I love you with the pure love of Christ. Something to that effect. Traveler. Yeah.
Because that's what I keep saying, the Christ in me sees the Christ in me. So it's along the lines.
Oh, well, we had a good group this time, and I'm glad everybody came that came. Yeah, this is your first time, right? Is anything like you expected?
I'd say it exceeded my expectations.
Well, good.
I guess there's no real way to prepare a new person. You're going to like it.
Who else is a first timer? Oh, these two over here. Yeah, haven't been indoctrinated much into what we're doing, so it's probably an interesting experience for them. And one thing interesting that DK tells you is that if you don't feel like you're visualizing good enough, just use your imagination, and then energy follows up with your imagination.
I have a question I want to ask Greg. Greg, when... No, this is real simple. The Christ for you, because I've always read that the artist Akiana, her picture of Jesus, is supposed to be the most
accurate.
Mm-hmm. Depiction of what he looks like. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about? Her picture.
Did you get any impression of what Jesus looked like when you went back?
No, in this occasion I didn't.
Yeah, sometimes when you take people back, they go back more with their feelings. If they go back more with their feelings, they don't get the images. Other times they go back with their sight and they see everything really clear. Mm-hmm. And other times they go back with all the senses, you know, so just never know.
Look up, Akiana. Is that how you say that?
Yep. Yeah, somebody. Has anybody got a
her paintings are gorgeous.
Yeah,
mobile device they can pull it up on. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I have a hard time picturing Christ as a person.
Lorraine used to work with their family.
I just picture
and actually babysat her. I can't when she put was it younger. In the
form. Well, that's as good as any. Basically. How do you know him?
AkianaLove.net.
Yeah, she used to represent her, didn't you? Mm-hmm.
She was 9 years old when she did Christ the Father, and 8 when she did
this?
Yeah, that one. She did that when she was 8.
I know which one you're talking about. It was circulating a few years ago, quite a little bit.
She was 8. That canvas, that original canvas, is on sale for $5 million.
Really?
Is that what it is?
And she
of Jesus?
That one. Yeah.
Oh yeah, there it is.
The one called Prince of Peace.
Yeah, show that to Greg, see if it rings a bell.
He's got it. Nick has it.
Oh.
So when she painted that, She was 8 years old. The Prince of Peace, his eyes will follow you.
Lovely.
He can see you from wherever you're standing in the room. If you walk up close or walk back, he's still looking at you. No matter, you can even be beside him and he can still see you. It's uncanny. And we had to represent, not the real, the Jacques, not the painting itself, but the picture, yeah. The picture itself is on a canvas that's like 5 by 4. And she was 8 years old, so she was barely 4 feet tall herself. So the canvas was bigger than her. She had to stand on a step stool to get to the top. The other one, the one that's called Prince, no, this one's Prince of Peace. The other one she was 9 when she did it. And he's got his hands raised up. He's looking up like this. And there's a white stream coming from his mouth. It's not like smoke or... It's like lightning, but it's supposed to represent a prayer, you know, like when you're with spirit and you speak, it's the light from you going to the light thereof. It's quite well done. She did one of Mary, the Virgin Mary, when she's dressed all in blue. She's got like a blue cloth wrapped over her and a dress on. And the original has so much paint on the canvas that when you are standing to the side of it, you can see an old woman. She's got crow's feet and wrinkles on her forehead and smile lines. She's, yeah, that one. But when you're looking at
Who's
her...
Who's that supposed to be?
That's Virgin Mary.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Is that by the
That's
same Akiana. Girl?
Yeah.
Huh.
She was 12, yeah. So... When you are facing her face to face, she looks like a young 14-year-old. She's like a young woman, but on the side, she's old. There's that much paint on the canvas.
There's a question though: if Jesus was divinely possessed by the Christ, are we looking at the actual Christ as if he were not possessing Jesus, or are we looking at?
Well, that'd be the body of Jesus, sir. Yeah, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
Was that the crucifixion or something? Mm-hmm.
So was according. The Christ actually
energy.
He couldn't choose.
No form.
You're talking about Joshua.
Oh, this is a hoax. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know.
That's a hoax?
That's what it just
Well, he'd have to be good looking because it'd be a 10 out of 10.
Did she do a picture of him at the crucifixion?
Nope.
Oh, that was something else. Huh?
That's the second one, yeah. This one's called...
In the garden or something?
Uh-huh, yep, exactly.
I like the depiction of Jesus in the movie Risen.
Yeah. When he's standing above the ground, above the earth?
No, no, it's the movie Risen where the...
Oh, the movie, sorry.
Oh, I've been going to watch that, but I haven't got around to it.
He's depicted more Eastern.
Like. Yeah. Well, according to scholars, she doesn't have any training. She never did. Her parents were atheists from Czechoslovakia. She immigrated. Her mother immigrated to America as soon as she could. She turned 18 and came over quickly. She stayed with Czechoslovakian people. Met her husband. He's American. And so she's the first girl, the third born to the family without any mention of God in their family at all. One day she announces
that see the picture of
God's been teaching her. That's her painting it. That's the size difference. Right. Akiana Kramerik. Anyways, so one day at age 4, she starts drawing, and she can do hands perfectly, and she can do faces. So... Oops, I don't know either.
He messed it up. He's gone.
Disappeared.
So they tell her teacher, they enter her in the art, what's it called when you have a fair and you get to exhibit, yeah. Only nobody believed that she did it because she was 4 years old and 5 in kindergarten. So nobody trusted that her dad didn't do it and just put her name on it. So they quit doing shows and they quit trying to tell people that God's working through their daughter. And she just kept on going. She kept on painting. And then she started spouting poetry. Just came through her speaking words she didn't even know. Her mom had to look up in the dictionary how to spell it and what it meant. and these poems are profound. Then she went on to, she kept painting. She finally went to acrylics. She actually took one color house paint, a brown, and mixed it with white and made a beautiful painting. And then she started putting messages with the paintings, so they each had a message. The Christ one didn't come with a message, but she's got one about, it's a picture of birds, like seagulls, flying in through a canyon, cliffs on both sides, and a river on the bottom, like Kells Canyon. And the name of it is Prayers. And the message that goes with it is, our prayers can be sent towards heaven with not enough power behind them to go. Sometimes they hit a cliff and die. Sometimes they run out of energy and sit down, don't get up again. Only the ones that have the power, the strength, and the purpose to get
power
to...
Of prayer.
Do you have it written there? Can you read it?
Oh, not the prayer itself. Oh. But the
power of prayer is the name of the painting.
Yeah.
So you have to send your prayers off with enough power and to hold your thought on the prayer to give it the power to get where it's going. You have to keep your prayer single of mind so you don't wander off and hit the cliff and you don't get distracted. That's what the other one is. It was brilliantly, I mean, this was from Power of Prayer, I think she was nine or 10, when she painted it, wrote the thing that goes with it, and the poem that goes with it.
How old is she now?
She's exactly 10 years, 20, 30 years, something like that. Her birthday is the day after mine. So she's 18 or 19.
Still pretty young.
Yeah, but she lost her. I got a vision for her in the work that I was doing that matched what she wanted to do. I saw her doing public speaking before a show that I was supposed to tour her art exhibit and arrange for her to come. And both of us knew that we were going to the Orient. And I had lined up the guy who was going to sponsor that. He wanted to bring her to, I forget now, North Korea? No. Anyways, no. Vietnam. Somewhere we were getting prepared to go. And I lost the business, long story short. And she didn't do anything else. Nobody does her shows. She's not doing public appearance. She doesn't do speaking engagements. She's not, doesn't even...
Interesting in the movie Heaven is for Real, the young boy saw the picture and said, oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite memory of her was when she was about 14, I guess, and we went to their house to talk business, and she was scrambling an egg. She's going to put it in the corn tortilla to make a taco, egg taco, scrambled egg taco, and she poured ketchup on it, folded it in half, and ate it like a taco. And she had just finished this painting. I can't remember the name of it now, but it was the most beautiful man sitting in a fiery sky. I can't think of what it looks like, but I said to her, have you got the message of it? She says, yeah, it's somewhere. I think it's in my room. No, wait, my mom has it. No, it's back in my room. I'm sure it's in my room. I'll go get it for you. Okay, thanks. And, oh yeah, she's such a 14-year-old girl. You know, she wanted to go out and play basketball. So she really wasn't interested in having the business meeting because her friends were here. And she wanted to go play. So she brought me their book. I was like, okay, can I go out and play now? Okay, see ya. She's, you know, just a little girl.
Yeah.
Like what I said about JJ, she was a real, real person, a real girl who happened to get up about 5 o'clock in the morning, every morning. And I asked her one time, you know, when she tried to describe what happened to her to be able to do this stuff, I asked her, does it feel like an entity or some master or Jesus, if you want to call him that, God, whatever name you put on, does it feel like he comes inside your body and works through your body? She says, yeah, it's exactly what it's like. I said, we usually call that an overshadowing. She's like, yeah, I think that's it. All right. Yep, never heard of God, never saw God, just started saying. As a matter of fact, the way she got her parents in, finally, when she was 6 years old, she disappeared. Literally disappeared. Just gone. Parents looked everywhere. They called the police. They had
was it night or day or what?
Daytime. Yep.
In the grocery store?
Nope, at home. They just couldn't find her home.
Grocery store is a good way to lose kids.
Yeah, this was home. One day they just couldn't find her. She's like six. So they're looking in the playroom. They're looking at the neighbors. They call in the rescue team, and they have people standing 5 feet apart going through. They're looking everywhere. They can't find her. And suddenly, she appears in the midst of them. So suddenly, oh, there she is. And she's standing in the room, in the crowd. So like she didn't walk in. And her parents asked, you know, where were you? She said, in heaven. God wants you to know that he can take me anytime. And as a six-year-old, she's thinking he can take me, you know, to go play. Mm. He can take me anytime. And they're like, we're listening. Because they had had it. They'd had it with the people not trusting it was her. They weren't going to do any more exhibits. They weren't going to tell anybody. They were just going to hide it. So God wants you to know that he can take me anytime. And she's excited to go. We can go play anytime. And they went, all right, fine.
So did it change her parents into Christians?
No, it did not. It changed them into...
cooperating.
Yeah, they cooperate. But they cannot and they don't want to really know if it was Christ. The only thing that they really need to know is that they are supposed to let the news know about her. She's supposed to let people know that God works through her, and they will support her in knowing that. But I was instructed, if anybody asks, I've forgotten, I haven't said it in so long. They are looking at all their options. That's what, and are they Catholic? Because everybody believes that they were theirs. All the Mormons thought they were Mormon. All the Catholics thought that they were Catholic. You know, because nobody else has the tree of knowledge.
Mormons believe that anybody that has a hint of good is Mormon.
Yeah.
And they will be Mormon.
Yeah. As soon as she did,
right.
Anything that is truth, that's Mormonism, right?
That's right. If it's beauty, we seek it
as long as it fits in the box.
Yeah. Initiations, human and solar, they talk about Jeshua being in a Syrian body currently. Is that the same body that it was as Jesus or in the times of Jesus, or is it a different body?
Well, it was Jesus' body at the time. I doubt if he's there now because he predicted...
That was about 1940.
It was around 1920. Yeah. He was in a Syrian body at that time. He's probably...
But that was Jesus' actual same body.
Yeah, that was Jesus incarnated in a Syrian body at that time.
Oh,
yeah.
Another incarnation. So
yeah.
He would have looked different.
Yeah, not the Christ, but Jesus was incarnated at that time, and he's probably left that behind and probably from the spirit world, or... did Benton predict that he would incarnate in Israel and be fulfill the expectations of a Jewish Messiah. But it wouldn't be the second coming of Christ. The Christ will come somewhere else, and rather than overshadowing the disciple Jesus again.
There is someone I'm suspecting.
Really?
No.
How old?
Well, you know somebody that's pretty spiritual?
I don't know if he's spiritual. I'm very impressed with this.
Hmm. Is he a politician?
Yes. He is
Netanyahu?
No.
No?
Elon, the one who was the Ministry of Security. Minister of Security. Who is aspiring to be the Prime Minister.
Really? Can you remember his name?
Moshe Yaron.
What was it?
Moshe
Elon.
Elon?
Yeah, Elon.
Yeah,
Elon?
Moshe.
Moshe,
yeah, Elon.
His nickname is Boogie.
Well, hey.
Right,
Boogie.
Boogie. I suspect, but I really don't have any knowledge about
it.
Wow. Got him right here.
This is such a great example of a thought form not getting in the way.
Yeah, right. Google is just great, isn't it?
Straight stuff.
Yes, that one.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Well, let's go have some around there.
So what about him makes you suspect the possibility?
He's very, very honest, truthful, and powerful.
It could be somebody overshadowed by Jesus, too, rather than Jesus actually incarnating.
Yeah.
Who's the European? His view.
Nobody knows.
What do we know about him?
Probably Swiss. They're so cool.
What about Saint Germain?
Is he the European?
That's what I was wondering. If Saint Germain is the European.
I know he is European, but
it's quite possible that it was Saint Germain that was European.
Oh, you're saying Saint Germain would be now and be called the European now?
Yes. Like he reincarnated as the European.
Well, he was a European when he was Saint Germain.
Yeah.
I guess. But, yeah, we're not told how many masters are incarnated right now, or how many of the early apostles for sure. A lot of people think they all have been.
So what do you suspect DK meant when he said there was going to be a new revelation by 2025?
Well, he explained that pretty clear. He said he's going to give the third phase of his work in 2025. It won't be through Alice A. Bailey again. It'll be through, he says he's not going to tell us exactly how it's going to come to pass, but all the serious DK students know about the prophecy, and I assure you, 2025, we're going to have a couple dozen people channeling DK, claiming to be the revelation. And the only way you'll be able to tell is which one sounds like DK, because he's pretty hard to imitate his intelligence. You know, I've read a whole bunch of channeling that claims to be DK. It doesn't sound like DK at all. I mean, there's no depth there like him.
And everything you've learned from the past, though, and experience, what do you think is the likelihood that it's still 2025? Like there's
it's pretty likely, considering he made the prediction and he's going to fill the prediction himself.
So you're being the prediction more like a promise.
Right, it's like you saying I'm going to do something next year and you have power to do it and you made the commitment, so you're going to go do it. So something like that, the chances of it happening is pretty strong. Well, this last revelation or transmission was about 1946 or 7, something like that.
Right.
And so he's going to have quite a bit of time to study and prepare for the next round of revelation. And a lot of the next round of revelation will be probably even stuff he didn't know about in 1946.
Do we need to have a molecule ready for him
on different method,
25? That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be good to have a field where he can drop it in.
Yeah, maybe it'll be revealed through a molecule. Who knows? Because he was mysterious about how it will happen, because he just told us how it wouldn't happen, but he didn't say how it would happen. So that leaves it open. He could actually incarnate and give it in person. Or he could find somebody else to do it with mental telepathy.
Or come down.
Or he could overshadow somebody and do
well,
it that way.
Well, he'd be here now.
Somewhere. Yeah, he might be Susie.
Well, the Tibetan says there are masters distributed in every country.
Yeah.
You know, right here in the good old U.S. of A. I'd like to know what they're doing.
Down the street working at McDonald's.
You know,
I don't remember saying every country, but he says they're scattered.
Speaking of numbers, there's 24 of us here.
Is there? Really?
Which is the number
Perfect.
Of atoms required to make
a molecule.
Yes. but in chemistry, guess which molecule 24 make?
Radium.
Hmm? I wrote it in my book, if anybody ever read it. You'll see it in there.
24 or 12?
24 atoms make
sugar?
6 carbon, 12 hydrogen, and 6 oxygen.
Sugar?
Yeah, makes a sugar molecule. So instead of being salt,
that going out and being the salt of
the earth.
We have to go out
I like
and be
that.
Sugar. And we have to go out and sweeten the world.
And 12 units makes carbon, and carbon is the foundation of life.
So for Father's Day, we'll be sugar daddies.
whatever it takes to remember that, there's 24
Put in a toll in natural.
But there's
all connected.
Unit,
just effect. Hold that thought.
12 atoms.
Before it's extracted.
All right. There's
I'm explaining it.
24, don't interfere with that guy.
24 makes sugar, so that's my point.
Thank you.
And yeah, you're each an atom, and then there's 12 atoms, but we're not, I don't know if there's exactly.
So we got a whole bunch of sweet females here that are sugary.
Yeah, they're sugary, sweet. So you know, sweeten, sweeten the planet.
We're thinking about it's in its raw and whole and natural, with no negative.
Okay, the next stage is to go to the barbacoa and have a little bit of merriment.